Yes, Keith, you were so close to a hard-earned point there. What's the overriding feeling amongst the players now after that?
Disappointment, without a doubt. I didn't think we deserved to lose the game. We knew Arsenal would have a lot of possession. They're going to do that here. But defensively, we was organised and structured. And it's the manner of the goals that we've conceded, the timing of them, and also the manner to concede just on half-time and then right at the end there from two set pieces isn't like us. So I'm proud of the players because it's been a tough couple of days. You're never quite sure how they're going to respond after what's happened, but you could see the togetherness there, the belief, and we just got to make sure we don't concede from set pieces anymore.
Was that the starting 11 that Tony Pulis had had in mind before he left?
We'd worked on that team and we sort of tinkered with a couple of players just to make sure everyone knew what they were doing. But in general, that was the team that we'd worked on building up to the game. So we didn't change too much. I mean, we've been doing this sort of structure and organisation now for quite a while and the players know their roles. So they're brilliant today. I mean, I can't fault them. That they worked hard for each other. There was no one's heads dropped. And the goals just killed us today. So there's a lot of pluses, but at the moment it's more disappointment.
It's over 24 hours since we last heard from you. Can you shed any more light onto what has happened and what's going to happen in the near future?
No, honestly, no. I spoke to the chairman yesterday afternoon. He asked if he felt it was right to come and see the players. And I felt it was most important thing was to concentrate on the game. So we've literally done that. I mean, it was hard enough to come here anyway. So I think on Monday there needs to be some conversations. I think the players need to know which direction the club's going in, because we've lost a very good manager that we were successful with, and the players will want some answers, and I think that will have to come from the chairman.
Have you decided yet whether you'd like the job?
I will. I'll sit down tonight and I'll speak to the chairman and see what direction he wants to go in. I'm really proud for the players because they put an effort in, whether it's for me or for themselves. But you can see we're together as a group, and if we continue that, we'd be fine this year.
And just finally from me, have you spoken to Tony yet?
I did speak to him this morning, yeah. Had a quick chat. I think he was... He finds it tough, obviously, not being involved on Saturday, so I'm not sure how much he would have watched. But I'll speak to him tonight. He said to pass on his good wishes to the players today. And so they knew that he was with them. So we have to move on. That's football, unfortunately. You have to get over the disappointments and come Monday get ready to go again.
So you're still not going to tell us why he's gone?
No, I don't know.
Thanks, Keith.
Okay.